This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian officials said Wednesday that 144 of its soldiers had been freed in a prisoner swap with Moscow. Most of the soldiers were former defenders of the Azovstal steelworks in the southern port city of Mariupol. Ukraine's defense ministry did not specify when and where the swap took place or how many Russian prisoners were released as part of the exchange. The statement said most of the freed soldiers had been seriously wounded by bullets or shell fragments, while others were suffering from burns and fractures. The statement also said 43 of the servicemen belonged to the Azov Regiment, a former paramilitary unit that is now integrated into the Ukrainian Army. Russia considers the unit a neo-Nazi organization and, as previously said, its soldiers should stand trial. A French court on Wednesday handed down guilty verdicts for 20 men tried for the deaths of 130 people in the 2015 coordinated bombing and shooting rampage across Paris carried out by a team of Islamic extremists. Salah Abdeslam, the lone survivor of the attacks and the main suspect, was sentenced to life in prison without parole after being found guilty on terrorism and murder charges. The sentence of life without parole has only been handed down four times in France's history. All of the defendants were found guilty of various crimes, ranging from providing the attackers with weapons or cars, or planning to take part in the attack. Six other defendants, believed to be dead, were tried in absentia and also found guilty. The Bataclan Music Hall, six bars and restaurants, and the National Sports Stadium were targeted in an hours-long attack across the French capital that shook the country and left deep scars on its psyche. Meanwhile, the death toll from a tragic human trafficking incident in the southwestern U.S. state of Texas now stands at 53 after two people died Wednesday. This is VOA News. The bodies of 46 migrants were initially found inside an abandoned tractor trailer Monday in San Antonio. Authorities say temperatures inside the truck had risen to 39 degrees Celsius. There were no signs of water, nor visible air conditioning or ventilation. The incident is the deadliest human smuggling episode along the U.S.-Mexico border. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is taking steps to tighten controls along the border in response to the tragedy. Here's AP's Ed Donahue.
Abbott is setting up more checkpoints on highways,
targeting trucks like the one that was used where these people perished, to make sure that we will have a better capability of perhaps stopping future trucks like that.
The Republican governor says many of these deaths could have been prevented if President Biden fully funded the Border Patrol operation. He pointed out the truck passed through a border checkpoint.
It was not inspected because the Border Patrol does not have the resources to be able to inspect all of the trucks. And as a result, the Border Patrol did not have the capability of saving those lives.
The truck was registered in Texas, but had fake plates and logos. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. R&B singer-songwriter R. Kelly has been sentenced to 30 years in prison in a federal sex trafficking case in New York. AP Music correspondent Margie Zaralletta reports.
R. Kelly did not address the court before his sentence. He had little reaction even when his accusers addressed him directly. One said through tears she had lost faith in the legal system until a jury found Kelly guilty of racketeering and other counts in September. Another said Kelly made her do things that broke her spirit. Kelly, who is 55, denied wrongdoing. His lawyer said Kelly had an abusive childhood and deserved no more than 10 years in prison. And Margie Zaralletta.
Repeating our top story, Ukrainian officials said Wednesday that 144 of its soldiers had been freed in a prisoner swap with Moscow. Most of the soldiers were former defenders of the Azovstal steelworks in the southern port city of Mariupol. Ukraine's defense ministry did not specify when and where the swap took place or how many Russian prisoners were released as part of the exchange. The statement said most of their exchange soldiers had been seriously wounded by bullets or shell fragments, while others were suffering from burns and fractures. It said that 43 of the freed servicemen belonged to the Azov Regiment, a former paramilitary unit that is now integrated into the Ukrainian Army. Russia considers the unit a neo-Nazi organization. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com. You can also download an app. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for